Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you know, each week I try to bring you the best in the mixture of Chazanis and everything else dealing with Jewish music. This is show number 148 of April 9th. I hope that you all had a Zeison Pesach, a kosher Pesach, and a good Shabbos, and it was just wonderful, I'm sure, being together with family and friends. This evening, this is the first of two one-hour programs that feature Issachar Meron and his wonderful compositions of klezmer. You'll hear more about this in a minute or so, but I am so privileged and proud to have been able to make these programs, to produce these programs featuring Issachar Meron. And for those of you who have not heard of him, I did a program, I think it was show number 87, where we talked about Tzeina Tzeina and all many of the other compositions, the famous compositions that he has composed. So without further ado, this is a 1 hour special, the first of two programs that feature classical klezmer. So sit back and enjoy. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thank you. That was a beautiful selection by Giora Feidman. This is Charlie Bernhout. I have the honor of being in the home of Issachar Meron, and we will be having a very special program to hear some of his Issachar Meron's outstanding compositions that were recorded by Giora Feidman. We'll hear more from Mr. Meron in a few minutes, but he was born in Poland and miraculously survived the Holocaust. He served in the Jewish Brigade of the British Army, and after the war went to Palestine, which became Israel, of course, and there he became a beloved national treasure, if you will, for all of the wonderful music that he composed and had recorded not only in Israel but later on here in the United States. He received the ASCAP Lifetime Achievement Award in 2010, among many awards, Grammy and other ASCAP awards. I had the honor of being at that presentation, and to quote the award, it reflects his, quote, lifelong accomplishments as a composer, author, poet, filmmaker, educator, and beloved international musical citizen, among, as I said, so many other awards. So it's a pleasure being with you, Issachar Meron.
It's a pleasure to have you at our home, Charlie. And your name is associated with Jewish music. So I love Jewish music and I love you.
Well, your theme song, my theme song for so many years, was your wonderful Tzeina, 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 perhaps one of the most popular of all Hebrew songs in history, and I love it, and I appreciate you allowing me to use that as my theme song.
It's my pleasure that your program brings Jewish sounds and love to listeners, to Jewish and all people.
Tell my listeners about this program that you have helped to put together this evening.
Tonight?
This program.
This program will be dedicated to my collaboration with a wonderful clarinet virtuoso, Giora Feidman. He was originally born in Argentina, I think, and he came to Israel and was immediately offered a position as the bass clarinet virtuoso of Israeli Philharmonic. And one day at my home, a friend of ours, the president of the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra, told me that I should meet with Giora Feidman because he's not only a great symphonic player, he's a wonderful klezmer, elevating klezmer to the highest beauty of concert music. So I told him I'll be very happy to meet with him, and a few days after he called me and we got together, and it resulted in numerous hours of recordings, so which some we will share with you today. Now a few words about klezmer and about Giora. The klezmer, as we know in Jewish folklore, is an unschooled Jewish musician who played weddings and other occasions and wasn't renowned for excellence, but for the joy that it brought to the event. Gera Feidman was sui generis. Who was the highest professionals? He played in Argentina as in the first chair in Israel, in this Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra. And he was worshipped for decades in Germany.
Interesting.
As a classical musician, performing with orchestras and playing his beloved klezmer music, which I think displayed in playing my works. Your entire program today, I understand, will consist of Gera Feidman, but you please know that we have enough material for many other programs, completely different things, because
Absolutely,
I recorded with him some practically over 100 different melodies and works of mine.
Well, we'll have to plan to make sure that our audience gets the chance to hear them. And I'm so honored that I know that many of these recordings that we're going to hear today will be heard for the first time.
Some of them for the first time, some of them probably you used in some of your previous programs.
Okay. So our first selection will be, I understand, a handkerchief dance?
Yes. Handkerchief. This is a strange name for a song, handkerchief dance. But in those days it was a sacrilegious to touch a lady's hand.
Yes.
So they held the handkerchief, and the handkerchief was the type of love between both of them. But it produced apparently interesting position and memories in my heart that I named my song Handkerchief Dance.
Okay.
And this is the Handkerchief Dance.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, Issachar, it is soul music. My program is always 2 hours of Jewish soul, and Giora really does have that soul in his ability to play the music. It's very special, very special.
You have the ability to express in simple words your feelings. It is really soul music.
The next piece is Klezmer in New Orleans. Well, that sounds very interesting, bringing in New Orleans.
This was when we were in the United States, both Giora and I, and we were impressed with New Orleans, and while we didn't take the style, but the environment apparently motivated me to name the piece that way. So let's listen.
Okay. Certainly rather different.
A different sound of klezmer,
yes,
but
yes.
Still the same soul?
Yes, the same soul. When I was 11 years old, I took clarinet lessons, and the best I could do was to play Scheherazade. It was only the first minute, and I never got past that. And as I listened to Giora, I'm so jealous because he does it with such ease. It sounds like it's effortless.
He's a virtuoso. admired all over the world, and in all truth, he's unique.
Yes, yes. Our next selection is an interesting title, Tears of Joy. Those are the best tears.
In our tradition, usually in tradition, tears are associated with pain. In Jewish tradition, joy brings, great joy brings tears to your eyes.
Yes.
So let's hear Tears of Joy in the rendition of Giora Feidman. My wife is playing piano. She played also piano in the previous selection.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, laughter brings tears also, the same tears from joy, and they produce endorphins. So one of the best ways for good health is to have joy and to laugh, to make sure that the tears are flowing, because they found out that that's a way to stay healthy.
Possibly. This is a medical advice.
Okay. Klezmer in Salonika, it was a tragic what happened to the Jews in the Isle of the Greek Isle of Salonika. It was such a thriving community, and there is some wonderful sort of the Greek bouzouki sound. So tell us how you came to do Klezmer in Salonika.
I am myself a Holocaust survivor. No one of my family survived. Virtually no. I came to the United States an orphan. And I was, the things that I was able to bring from my past were is my music in my heart. And I admired the Salonika, or Saloniki, as we pronounced it at that time, sound. Of course, it is a klezmer, but in this style.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to it.
Okay. We'll be right back. wanted to throw the glass on the floor with, you know, the Greeks always dancing. It was there's a certain Greek sound, yes.
What should I draw your attention that in this section, Maestro Feidman played not on his usual clarinet, but on bass clarinet, on which he was great master, so much so that Israeli Philharmonic offered him the first chair.
Yes.
This is one thing. The other thing is I mentioned that the pianist in the sections was my wife. I didn't say her name. Tzipora Miron.
Yes, we're sitting with Tzipora. Shalom, Tzipora. Yes. She accompanied many of the recordings.
Yes. Most of
the recordings. How many years ago would that have been recorded?
It was recorded probably in the 60s.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to hear the Western Wall Remembers. I'm glad we don't call it the Wailing Wall anymore because we don't wail.
I want to say something. When I had the pleasure of being surprised by the visit of Gyora Feidman at our home, he played me, and I understood that I am in presence of a great master. And when this visit influenced me to write this piece.
This was in Israel?
No, this was in the United States.
Oh, the United States.
He visited the United States. And I must tell you that the influence was such dominant that I wrote this probably in a different style that usually I treated music. I started almost with clarinet unison, and then they developed. He plays angelically, so let the music speak for itself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful shofar sound.
Please, you surely noticed that it started with the sound of shofar.
Shofar, yes.
And it ends with sounds of shofar.
Yes.
Performed by great master of the clarinet, Yura Feidman.
Some of the shuls should probably bring in a good clarinet to back up the shofar. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
But this was not the clarinet. This was the soul that played.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure. Skipping Over the Roof. I think I've heard this before, and I close my eyes. I can just picture jumping from roof to roof. What got you to write this?
Entertained in little places everywhere, also on the roofs. And roofs was a nice place that people could sit together. So they skipped and danced and played over the roof.
Okay. Arousing song, to say the least. We wanted to get up and skip around.
Yes. And now comes soul songs. The greatest joy I wanted to share with my grandpa, a rabbi, because he danced. He was so full of vitality. So I called it "If Only Grandpa Were Alive."
Wow. Thank you. love the way he holds that note so beautifully, so perfectly, at the end of most of his selections. It's
Gerda Feidman is a master of masters. And you hear in the klezmer music that he plays his skillful virtuosity, which is dazzling.
For sure. As is the music that he is playing, which is, for those of you who may have tuned in a little late, we're having a conversation with Issachar Meron, who is the composer, the noted composer of so many great selections. Of course, we've mentioned Saint Etienne. We did a special about a year and a half or so ago, but he is a composer, author, poet, filmmaker, educator, and a beloved international musical citizen, because his music spans the entire world. So it's an honor to be with you and to have you share this music with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you, Charlie, because I respect your program.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to hear King of the Falafel, and I love falafel, so good falafel. There's a couple places around here in New York City that are pretty good, but there's nothing like falafel in Israel. King of the Falafel. Issachar, could you share with us something in the creative process? Here you have a song called The King of Falafel. Now, did you think of that first and then write the music, or did you write the music and say to yourself, what am I going to call it? How did it come about?
Usually it comes before.
The music comes before.
The idea.
But the name Falafel, how did you associate falafel?
Yes, I was impressed by the vendor who was selling it, and his humor and his friendship with the vicinity, so to say.
I see.
But not to forget the section that we heard just now, then they will hear, it was played by bass clarinet.
Okay.
which is rarely used as a solo instrument because it's a very difficult instrument. But Maestro for Feidman is superb in every respect.
A classic, yes. Okay, God is our strength. Well, tell us a little bit about this.
Listen, survived because we believe that the Almighty is with us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to survive the persecutions and the terrible things that happened to our people, to Jewish people in Europe. And since I myself from a rabbinical, a scion of a rabbinical family, in pre-World II Poland, there were some 700 members of our family who were rabbis.
Really? Wow.
And we knew because rabbis had the records, written records, and we knew all of them, if not personally, so by the record. So the belief in the universal father of our universe, as we call him Avinu Malkeinu, our father and our king, is typically associated with us Jews and with our history. And I think that it was transferred even in a broader sense to Christianity, which embraced the basic tenets of Jewish belief.
Okay, so let's hear God is our strength.
Thank you.
Issachar, were there two people playing, or did he record over? That was Gior playing both.
Yes, both instruments.
Interesting. Yes,
he's a super virtuoso.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, this is an interesting nigun. Let's see, is it going to bring shalom in the world? Nigun shalom. It's our prayer, that's for sure.
Yes. What is this?
Nigun shalom.
Nigun shalom. Listen, the predominant philosophy of Jewish prayers is peace. Our greeting, daily greeting, is not hello, it's shalom, which means peace. Because without peace, humanity wouldn't be able to survive. It's afflicted, unfortunately, by wars, etc. But still, the ideal of peace keeps us alive, and when peace is come, he gives and builds us strength to continue and to live on.
Sounds amen.
Amen.
Okay. Nigun shalom. Issachar, do you have to write the music for each instrument?
Yes, of course. Of course.
I didn't know whether an arranger adds it or whether...
I was the arranger.
You're the arranger, I see.
I was the arranger.
So you have to visualize each instrument, and I'm always fascinated that the mind can create such things, that you can hear each instrument and know what you want to add.
It is important to refer to the song that we heard. You pronounced it shalom, but basically this is nigun shlomo, which is a word constructed from the word shalom.
Okay.
But it means his peace.
Shalom.
And basically it's dedicated to my father of blessed memory, who was an Orthodox rabbi and a extraordinary, very talented violin virtuoso.
Really? Wow.
So he bestowed taught me love of Jewish tradition and love of music. They were inseparable part of his life, and they are inseparable part of my life.
Interesting. Well, we have time, actually, for one more selection, which will be Renew Our Days. Tell us a little bit about this.
Renew Our Days, prayer that we hope that the day that will be renewed will bring new hope, new peace, new understanding, and new love among people. So the team always played an important part of my life, especially this, as I mentioned to you, I am the only survivor of my great rabbinical family.
Wow.
And let's pray that our day will be renewed with peace and joy of life.
Amen.
And love among people of all colors and of all races.
Days. Well, you know, Issachar, when you're having fun, time goes by very quickly, and we've just completed our first hour of what will be quite a few recordings of this wonderful music, and I am very excited about the fact that you have been willing to share this with me and my audience. Just any closing comments for this first hour?
The comment is that sharing music is a blessing. So I consider myself privileged that I have this ability to share this blessing with you and with your audience. I hope that the sounds of the music, of my music, will bring them joy of life and fulfillment, and a divine blessing.
I'm sure it does and will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and all the best.
Okay, that was the first hour of a two-hour segment. It's presenting to you the outstanding music of Issachar Meron. And of course, as you heard him speak about the praises of Gior Feidman as the virtuoso klezmer clarinetist. I hope you enjoyed this. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I always appreciate your feedback. cbjmusic@aol.com. And stay tuned for the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music featuring Chazanut, Chazanus.